Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
请低头同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Sabbath morning worship.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们开始安息日早上的聚会。
Let's arise up and sing hymn 482.
让我们起立唱诗482首。
Thank you.
请坐。
Now we are going to pray.
我们现在要祷告。
In our prayer, we ask the Lord to guide us and bless our whole day Sabbath worship.
我们请神带领我们今天安息日的聚会。
So that we can all be edified.
所以我们都可以得到造就。
Let's pray together.
现在我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah. Good morning and greetings to all ministers and brothers and sisters.
各位早安。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the water of living water.
今天早上我们共同勉励的题目呢，是从是生命的活水。
Water is very vital for our survival.
水对于我们的存活是非常的重要的。
2/3 of our body weight is water. Two-third of our body.
我们身上三分之二的身体的重量就是水。
3/4 of the world are covered by ocean.
我们地球上四分之三的表面都是水。
Without water, nobody can survive.
没有水呢，没有人能存活。
Since the early human civilization,
从人类最早文明的开始
，all related to water sources.
都是跟水的泉源有关系。
When God created Adam, the Garden of Eden.
当神创造了伊甸园的时候
，He also located put a few rivers in the Garden of Eden.
他把几个河流呢放在伊甸园里
，so that the garden will be full of water and nourishing.
所以呢，这个伊甸园里有水的滋润。
Even at the Book of Revelation,
即使在启示录里面
，the Bible tells us the living water.
这个神圣经告诉我们活水。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
我们看启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1-2.
启示录二十二章一到二节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1.
启示录二十二章第一节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水，水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Verse 2.
第二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子。每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Here the angel in vision showed John a very remarkable vision.
这里天使告诉约翰一个非常奇妙的意象。
In the city of God,
在神的城里
is very beautiful.
非常的美丽。
But in the street, there's one stream of living water of the river of life.
在其中一个街道上有生命的河水。
It's crystal clear.
如水晶明亮。
We know that nowadays many rivers in the world are already polluted.
我们知道现在很多河流已被污染。
But this river are not polluted.
但是这个河水没有被污染。
And this river flow from God, the throne of God and of the Lamb.
这个河水是从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
What is this vision talking about?
这个意象在指什么呢？
It is not talking about physical river.
这是关于一个实际上的河流。
It is not talking about physical river.
这不是一个讲实际上的河流。
It's about spiritual river.
是个属灵的河流。
The city of God refer to the true church at the end time.
这个神的城呢，是表示在末世的真教会。
The river is the Holy Spirit and the grace of God.
这个河流代表着圣灵的和神的恩典。
In the end time, everywhere is dry.
在末世的时候，各地都是干旱。
Human hearts are dry.
我们的人的心也是干旱。
The world are full of sin and troubles.
充满了罪恶跟愁烦。
But only one place you can find the source of living water.
只有一个地方可以看到生命的水。
Is from the city of God.
就是 从神的城市而来。
Is from the true church.
从真耶稣教会而来。
So this morning I would like to discuss the importance of the living water.
所以今天早上我们来讨论这个生命的水的重要性。
From one vision in the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel.
我们从旧约里面以西结看到的意象中
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们看以西结书四十七章
Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 1-2.
以西结书四十七章一到二节
The book of Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 1-2.
以西结书四十七章第一节，他带我回殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，原来殿门朝东。这水从坎下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
Verse 2.
第二节，他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。
From verse 1 to verse 14 is a very, from verse 1 to verse 12 is a very special vision.
从第一节到第十二节是个很特殊的意象。
It's talking about the same thing recorded in Revelation.
其实和启示录所提到的意象非常类似。
Is the River of living water.
这是生命的河水
flowing from the house of God.
从神的殿流出。
Now, sometimes at the end time, sometimes young people ask about our church.
尤其在末世时候，年轻人会问我们的教会。
Oh, why we are so proud?
为什么我们这么有把握自信呢？
Why we are saying we are the only true church?
为什么我们说我们唯一是唯一的真教会呢？
Why other people cannot be saved?
为什么其他人不能得救呢？
Why we are so proud of it?
为什么我们这么骄傲呢？
But actually, if we study from the Bible,
但是我们从圣经里读研读，
if we know, really know the teaching from the Bible,
如果我们照着圣经的教训来看，
we know that the true church fulfilled the prophecy of God.
我们知道我们的真教会呢是符合神的预言。
Now let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 11 first.
我们先看以西结书十一章。
chapter 11, verse 23.
以西结书十一章二十三节。
The book of Ezekiel 11:23.
以西结书十一章。
23.
二十三节。耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。
In the time of Ezekiel, that something happened.
在以西结的时代呢，有些事情发生了。
Ezekiel was in exile.
以西结呢也被放逐。
But in Jerusalem, there are still many Jewish people there.
但是在耶路撒冷还有很多犹太人。
There was still a temple there.
圣殿也在其中。
But the temple became a place of idol worshiping.
但是圣殿变成拜偶像的地方。
The priests become the people who lead people astray.
但祭司呢也引导别人，引导人错误了。
The temple was full of abominable things.
圣殿里面充满了可憎恶的事情。
That's why God was very unhappy.
所以神并不喜悦。
So in this vision that Ezekiel saw the glory of God depart from the city.
所以在这里呢，以西结看到神的荣光离开了这个城。
Depart from the temple.
从神的殿中离开。
This is a very strong reminder.
这是个非常有力的一个提醒。
Even though it's a city of God.
即使在神的城中。
Even though the places belong to God.
即使这是属神的城市。
But if the people doesn't do God's will.
如果人不做神的旨意。
The glory of God will depart from it.
神的荣光将会离开。
We know that when Lord Jesus Christ came to the world 2,000 years ago,
记得两千年前主耶稣来到世上。
He preached the word of God.
他传扬神的话。
He established the church.
他建立教会。
The apostolic church was full of glory.
使徒教会充满了神的荣光。
Many miracles and signs and wonders.
有许多神迹奇事。
And the truth was there.
而且真理同在。
That's why the church developed very fast.
所以教会发展得很快。
But after the first generation apostle died,
但是的第一代的使徒过世之后，
the truth slowly get deviated from the original teaching.
真理慢慢的离开了这个原来的教会。
For example, they stopped to keep Sabbath.
譬如说他们不再守安息日。
They stopped to obey the full water baptism.Change the water baptism.
他们也慢慢改变洗礼的方法。
And then slowly, the Holy Spirit departed from the church.
然后圣灵也慢慢的离开了教会。
Just like this Bible verse said.
就像圣经所说的。
This is a prefiguration too.
这也是一个预表。
The glory of God will depart from the church if the church doesn't obey God.
如果这个教会不遵守神的旨意，神的荣光也会离开。
So that's why at the second century.
所以在第二世纪之后。
Holy Spirit no more in the church.
圣灵已不在教会里。
They started to pray for Holy Spirit.
他们现在那时候要想求圣灵。
And they don't receive it.
但是得不到。
And they stopped praying for Holy Spirit altogether.
所以后来干脆一起不再求圣灵了。
But what happened later, according to the prophecy?
根据所谓的预言。
Let's turn to the Ezekiel.
我们回到以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章。
Here, tell us about chapter 43, verse 1.
四十三章第一节，以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。
Verse two。
第二节，以色列神的荣光从东面而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。
Here it tells us, after a long period of time, the glory of God will come back.
这里提到过了一段很长的时间，神的荣光会回来。
From the east.
从东边而来。
Back to the temple.
回到圣殿。
Back to the city.
回到耶路撒冷。
And the whole land full of glory of God.
整个地都充满神的荣光。
Wow, what does it tell us?
这里说什么呢？
This is a prophecy.
这是一个预言。
In the end time,
在末世，
God will establish his true church.
神会建立他的真教会。
Will descend upon Holy Spirit.
圣灵会降临。
Just as before.
就像以前一样。
And the glory of God will come back.
神的荣光会再回来。
And the church will have glory of God.
教会会再有神的荣光。
This has to be fulfilled.
这个预言必去必须被应验。
And this is already fulfilled.
And 而且这个预言呢也被应验到了。
And then it's connected to chapter 47.
我们再回到四十七章。
Chapter 47, verse 1.
四十七章第一节。
Please read.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，原来殿门朝东，这水从槛下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
Now this vision is continuing chapter 43.
这个是接续四十三章而来。
Talk about in the end time.
是讲到末世。
Even though there are many, many different denominations and churches.
即使在现在有很多不同的教派。
But they have no Holy Spirit.
但是并没有圣灵。
Yes, they teach the Bible here and there.
他们也教导圣经。
They love Jesus Christ.
他们也很爱主。
They help people.
他们也帮助人。
But they don't have the Holy Spirit.
但是他并没有圣灵。
They don't have the living water.
并没有活水。
But in the end time, God will establish His true church.
但是在末世，神会建立真教会。
Verse 1 tells us, He led me back to the temple.
第一节所说，神带我回到圣殿。
And then He saw the living water coming out.
看到活水呢从殿中流出。
In what direction?
在这个方向来讲。
Toward the east.
是流往东流。
This is a very important prefiguration.
这是非常重要的预表。
In the end time, the true church will come from the east.
在末世的时候，真教会会从东方而来。
Let's turn to Matthew.
看马太福音。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Verse 27.
二十七节。
Matthew 24, verse 27.
马太福音二十四章二十七节，闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
Here is Lord Jesus Christ's prophecy about what will happen in the end time.
这里主耶稣把末世要发生的事情先讲出来。
19 come from east to the west. 二十七节。
闪电是从东边而往西边而照。
Usually when we see the lightning, it's come from all directions. Doesn't necessary from the east to the west.
一般的闪电呢并没有固定的方向。
But here tell us from the east, the lightning from the east.
这里闪电是从东边而发出。
And then same as this, the Son of God when He comes shall be like this.
人子降临呢也当如此。
Christianity has 2,000 years of history.
基督教有两千年的历史。
Most of the mainstream denomination come from the west.
大部分的主要的教派都是从西方而来。
Because Christianity developed in the Middle East and Jerusalem and then to Europe.
因为基督教原来是从耶路撒冷中东的开始，然后传到欧洲。
And then through the missionary, through the colonization, bring to the East, bring to China or other Southeast country.
借着传教士及后来的殖民呢，传到了中国跟亚洲。
So that's why most Asian people when think about Christianity, think, oh, it's come from European, it's a Western religion.
所以大部分我们在中国人的观念认为基督教是西方的宗教。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经告诉我们。
At the end time, God will raise up His true church from the east.
在末世的时候真教会是从东方而来。
Not from the west.
并不是从西方而来。
Not from the western system.
也不是从西方的系统而来。
Because the mainstream denomination already, they have inherited so much human tradition and errors.
因为在西方的所谓的正统的教派呢已经承受了很多人的错误。
For example, keeping Sunday.
譬如说呢守礼拜天。
Oh, have been keeping it for 2,000 years.
这有也有两千年的。
They won't think it's wrong, even though you tell them.
他们不觉得这个有什么不对。
So they keep Christmas, they keep Easter, all these things.
他们譬如还守耶诞节跟复活节。
So, God will raise the church from the east, totally new.
所以神呢重新在东方呢兴起一个教会。
In the year 1917.
在1917年
God raised up his true church.
神兴起他的教会。
From a poor nation at the time is China.
在一个很穷困的中国
raised up his true church.
兴起他的真教会。
And until now, less than 100 years.
到现在也还不到100年。
But the church has been spread to many, many nations.
但是这个教会呢也传到了不同很多的国家。
Sometimes we think why God choose the true church raised up from China.
有时候我们会想到为什么神在中国建立真教会呢
In 100 years ago, you never imagined this.
100年前没有人能想象得到。
Because China was a weak nation.
因为中国是个衰弱的国家。
But God knows the future.
但是神知道未来。
Among all the nations, all the races, there are two races really know how to spread into different places.
有世界上有两个国家知道如何把一件想法呢传出去，
搬到其他的地方。
搬到其他的地方。
The first is Jewish.
第一个是犹太人。
They really moved to different places in the world.
他们可以迁徙到别的不同的地方。
Everywhere you go, you find Jewish people.
你到哪个地方去都可以看到犹太人。
Because they are good business people.
他们是一个生意人。
And because of tribulation and suffering, they scatter into different places.
因为他们受到的苦难跟灾难，所以他们分散四方。
But in the end time, these Chinese people is everywhere.
在末世呢，中国人也是到处都有。
There are more than 1 billion Chinese people around the world.
现在有十亿的人。
More than 1 billion.
不止十亿的人。
Because of livelihood, they have traveled to places.
因为为了生计呢，他们到处的到别的地方。
When I go to Africa.
譬如我到非洲。
I find Chinese restaurant.
我还可以看到中国餐馆。
When I go to the village.
甚至到村落里面。
Wow, the Chinese people helping to build the highway.
中国人还建造了高速公路。
Nowadays we heard about the news. Oh, the true church has been established in different places.
我们从新闻里也知道真教会在各地都有被建立。
Oh, in Italy.
譬如在意大利。
Sorry, they are not Italian yet.
不是意大利人。
It's a member from Fujian, from Chinese province, moved to Italy to do business.
其实做生意的很多是从我们中国福建的同胞搬过去的。
When I went to South Africa,
我到南非。
I was thinking the first time, oh, maybe some black members are there.
我到那里去，想到可能有一些当地的信徒。
Actually, everybody was from Taiwan.
实际上呢，大部分信徒还是从台湾来。
And then later, everybody is from China.
后来呢，有很多从国内中国来的信徒。
Oh, we heard about in Dubai, we have a service station, we have a prayer house, we have a point of worship there.
譬如在杜拜也有祈祷所。
But it's not Arabs, it's from Singapore and Malaysia.
实际上那边的信徒也
是, Chinese members.
也是华人，从新加坡跟马来西亚来。
Because Chinese people really know how to move around and move to different places.
因为中国人知道如何的迁徙到别的地方。
And God used the Chinese people to establish his true church.
所以神在末世用中国人呢去建立他的真教会。
But, let me emphasize, this is a but.
但是有一个要注意。
The true church is not a Chinese church.
真教会还是中国人的教会，
不是
中国人的教会。
We are not a Chinese church.
我们并不是所谓中国人的教会。
Yes, in the beginning, through the Chinese established from China.
刚开始只是借着中国人来建立教会。
But the true church is open for all nations.
但是真的教会呢，是向各个民族开放的。
Because this church belongs to God.
因为这个教会是属神的。
This church established by the Holy Spirit.
这个教会是由圣灵而建立的。
So that's why in Ezekiel chapter 47, here tell us.
所以在以西结书四十七章告诉我
们 this river of living water,
这个生命的河水
flowing from the temple of God,
是从神的殿而流
toward the east,
往东流。
Let's turn also to Revelation.
让我们看启示录。
The book of Revelation, chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
启示录七章二节。我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使，大声喊着说。
Oh, here tell us in verse 2, a vision also related to and a mighty angel.
这个意象呢跟着这大有能力的天使有关。
Who is this mighty angel?
这位有能力的天使是谁呢？
It's not ordinary angel.
他不是一般的使者。
It's Lord Jesus Christ himself.
实际上是主耶稣本身。
So at the end time,
所以在末世的
时候 he will come out,
他会出来。
From the land of the rising sun, which is the east,
他会从日出之地上来。
In his hand having the zeal of God, which is the Holy Spirit,
在他手里有神的印记，就是圣灵。
Because the Bible always say the zeal of God always is the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经说神的印记就是圣灵。
But the zeal of God is upon you, you belong to God.
当神的印记盖在你的上面的时候，你就属于神。
From the east.
从东方而来。
So this fulfilled the prophecy in the Bible.
这里应验了神的圣经的预言。
Even though so many churches, so many denominations,
即使现在有各种不同的基督教派。
Yes, they love Jesus.
他们也很爱主。
They preach the word of God. They do good works.
他们传神的福音，而且有善行。
But God knows that they are not complete. They don't have the full gospel. They don't have the Holy Spirit.
但是他们知神知道他们并不完全，没有全备的福音。
So God will raise up the true church from the end time.
所以神在末世会兴起真教会。
Preach the full gospel.
宣传全备的福音。
Bring this, have the authority of the seal of God.
拿着神的印记。
And then will seal those who belong to him.
在属于他的人上头上盖上印记。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们再回到以西结书四十七章。
Where is this water flowing from?
这个水呢从哪里流出来
呢？ Verse 47, verse 1.
从第一节
Here it tells us, this water is from the threshold and then from the right side of the temple.
这里水是从殿的门槛是从殿的右边流出。
Here emphasized the side, the right side of the temple.
是在殿的右边。
What is the right side?
所谓右边是指什么？
The right side always refer to the important position in the Bible perspective.
从圣经的角度来看，右边是指一个重要的部分。
Just like most people are right-handed.
就像我们一般人大部分是右手。
Your right hand have skill, your right hand have strength.
譬如说我们的右手 有技术跟能力。
So the right side is a good side, is the most important side.
所以我们把右边当作一个重要的一个部分。
If you sit on the right side of the king, you are number two in the country.
如果你在坐在国王的右边呢，你是在国王下面的第一位。
So here tell us where the living water flowing from.
所以这个生命的河水从哪来
？From the right side of the temple，
是从殿的右边。
What does it tell us？
这边告诉什么
？Where can we get the blessing of God？
这里问我们如何得到神的祝福
？Where can we get the abundance of God？
我们如何让神与我们同在
？So that His Holy Spirit can be free with us。
所以他的圣灵能与我们在一起。
We have to always put God in the important and first priority position。
我们应该随时永远把神放在第一位。
That's why just like treating God as the right hand side is in on the right side.
就像把神放在我们右手边一样。
And then the river of God, the living water, the blessing of God will flow out.
所以这个生命的河水呢才会流出来。
I always see members.
我常看到很多信徒。
There are only two kinds of members.
有两种不同的信徒。
The one kind of member is always receive the blessing of God.
有一种信徒常常从神那领受福气。
You tell them to bear testimony.
你告诉他们一些见证。
Oh, no problem. You tell them to bear testimony. He said, no problem. I have testimony.
你告诉他们见证。他说没问题。
Wow, I received grace of God.
我常常收到神的祝福。
God bless my work.
神保守我的工作。
God bless my family.
神祝福我的家。
My children.
我的孩子。
Everything God's guiding me, blessing me.
神永远的常常祝福我。
Even though sometimes they face difficulties.
即使碰到困难。
But they can still manage, and God helping them to get through.
神会带领他们经过困难。
Another kind of member.
另外一种信徒。
In their life, they don't find the grace of God that much.
他们并没有常从神的地方得到恩典。
They always question why.
他们常常会问为什么。
And their faith become weaker and weaker.
然后信心越来越低落。
Sometimes I ask why there's such difference.
我们问为什么有这样的不同呢
？Why someone always receive the grace of God?
为什么有些人常得到神的祝福
？Why someone lacking the grace of God？
有些人缺乏神的祝福。
It really depends whether we put God first。
完全仰赖于我们有没有把神放在第一位。
If you always put God first，
我们如果把神放在第一位
，put God on the right side，
把神放在我们的右手边。
Of course, we always receive blessing。
我们因而常会得到祝福。
The river of God is flowing from there。
因为神的祝福从那里流出来。
But sometimes we don't put God on the right side.
可是我们常常没有把神放在右手边。
We put our job more important.
我们譬如把工作放第一。
Oh, the boss tell me to work overtime on Saturday. Okay, I'll go for it.
譬如说我的老板要我礼拜六加班，那我就做吧。
I don't want to make my boss unhappy.
我不希望让我的老板不开心。
You don't put God on the right side.
我们不要把神放在右手边。
Some people put their children at the right side.
有些人甚至把孩子放在我们的右手边。
Oh, the children said to you, "Oh, Saturday, I want to go for soccer training."
譬如孩子告诉我们，礼拜六我们要去练习足球。
Oh, can I skip church for one week?
我可不可以礼拜六不要去了
？Oh, a birthday party for my friend. Can I skip church for one week?
譬如说礼拜六要过生日，我可不可以不要去教会
？Okay, you don't want to offend your children. You don't want to make them unhappy.
你不想得罪让孩子不高兴。
Okay, you go. This week we are not going to church.
好吧，那你就去吧。
Sometimes the church tell you to do something.
有时候教会要我们做事情。
But you say, I want to relax at home.
我想在家里休息了。
My home has so much work to do.
在家里好多事要做。
Okay, I don't have time.
我没时间。
You put the family first.
有时候我们把我们家庭放在第一个。
Yes, you can do that.
我们可以这样做。
But after a long time, you will see the difference.
可是长时间下来，我们会看到有所差别。
For those people, always put God first on the right side.
那些把神放在右手边的人。
They always receive so much blessing.
他们常得到神的祝福。
But the one who put the children, put the career, put the family first.
但是那些把孩子、工作跟家庭放在第一位的人。
Sometimes they're lacking blessing.
他们有时候会少掉神的祝福。
Even though they work harder, but they didn't get much.
其实工作努力，但是得到不多。
So sometimes we have to ask the question.
所以我们要问问自己。
Are we receiving the grace and blessing of God?
我们有收到神的恩典吗？
Sometimes we ask why the church cannot develop.
有时候我们问为什么教会不会发展呢？
We can ask the question.
我们应该问这个问题。
Then we ask, does everyone put God on the right side?
我们有没有每一个人把神放在右手边？
If everyone treat the holy work the most important thing in his life.
如果我们把神的服事放在第一位
，more important than his enjoyment，
把其他的享乐放在第二
；more important than his own personal business，
把其他自己的个人的事业放在第二。
And of course, the church must develop。
这样教会一定会发展。
Look at the apostolic era。
就像使徒时代
，when they received the Holy Spirit，
就像他们领受到圣灵
，their heart were burned with zeal。
他们都心里都火热。
Everybody want to work for God。
每个人都想为主做工。
Every day when they wake up, they think about how to preach the gospel.
他们早上醒来第一件就是要传福音。
How to bring truth seekers.
如何带领慕道者。
How to help people.
如何帮助人。
And of course, the church was growing so fast.
所以教会发展得很快。
There was one deacon.
有一位执事。
He was not, his health was not good.
他健康并不是很好。
He was discovered that he has one kind of lymph node cancer.
他有一个
淋巴癌。Sometimes in his vein and the body have a tumor and always have to go to have operation.
他身上常常看到肿瘤，而且常需要动手术。
He was living in another country.
他住在别的国家。
So when I heard about the news, his health is not good.
当我知道他健康状况并不好。
I make a long distance call to call him.
所以我打长途电话给他。
Say, his wife picked up the phone.
他的太太接到电话。
I asked, oh, is Deacon so and so was around?
我问这位执事在不在。
The wife said, "No, he's not around."
执事娘说他不在。
I said, "Why? I heard that he's sick."
可是我听说他身体欠安。
Where did he go? Did he go to hospital for treatment or something?
难道他去医院去治疗吗
？The wife said, "No."
执事娘说不是。
He went out for visitation.
他出去访问了。
I said, "Visitation?"
去访问吗
？Okay, I'll call later.
那我待会儿再打来。
And later, the deacon called me back long distance call.
后来这位执事打长途电话回我了。
He said, "Hey, deacon, I heard that you're sick. Why you go for visitation?"
我问他执事，你既然人不舒服，为什么还出去访问呢
？I said, "You don't know."
他说你不知道的。
God gave me life. Every day is precious.
神给我生命，每一天都非常的宝贵。
So as soon as one day I'm living,
只要我活着一天
，I want to work for God.
我要为神工作。
I don't know how much longer can I live.
我不知道我还能活多久。
Wow, when he said this, deeply touching my heart.
他这样讲让我非常的感动。
I'm healthier than him.
我比他健康。
I'm younger than him.
我也比他年轻。
But he worked harder than me.
但是他比我卖力。
He has his own business, some family. Now he's sick, but he's still doing church work.
他有自己的家庭跟事业，但是他还是做神的工。
More than anything else.
比任何事都看得重要。
So he really put God first.
他的确把神放在第一位。
That's why today he's still alive.
这是为什么他今天还活着。
Today he's still strong.
他今天还健在。
Doesn't mean the cancer disappear.
并不说他的癌症消失了。
But he is still alive and he's still working for God.
因为他活着还继续为神做事。
Let's turn back to chapter 47.
我们回到以西结书47章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Here tell us, not only the river of life, the water coming from the right side, but also from the altar.
这个水呢，不只从殿的右边，而且从祭坛的下面往下流。
What is the altar referring to?
祭坛是指什么呢
？The altar is the place of sacrifice.
这是献祭物的地方。
The altar is the place of suffering.
这是一个受苦的地方。
In the past, the animal were brought to the altar to be slaughtered, to shed the blood, and to take the sin of the people.
在旧约的时候呢。这个动物呢会带到祭坛被屠杀，然后呢流血，替人赎罪。
So the altar represent the cross in the New Testament time.
所以祭坛也预表着在新约里面的十字架。
Today, where can we get the living water?
在今天我们如何得到这个活水呢
？It's all from the cross.
这就从十字架而来。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
我们看约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19, verse 34.
约翰福音十九章三十四节。
John 19:34.
约翰福音十九章三十四节，唯有一个兵拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
Here it was when Jesus died on the cross.
这里提到主耶稣在十字架上受死。
There was a soldier pierce him with a spear and find out it was blood and water gushing out.
这时有个兵拿枪砸他的肋旁，有血跟水流出来。
This is a fountain of the forgiveness of sin.
这个是赦罪的泉源。
This is a miracle.
这是个神迹。
Because usually somebody has already died, has no blood pressure.
如果一个死掉的尸体呢，应该没有血压。
So you cut his body, there's nothing will be gnashing off.
所以你把这个身体刺穿的时候，血不一定会涌出来。
But here tell us that this water and blood gnashing out.
可是这里看到血跟水呢都流出来
了。And then also water and blood separate come out separately.
这里血跟水呢是分开的流出来。
Wow, this is a miracle.
这是个神迹。
This is to tell us.
这里告诉我们。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。
Break his body.
打破身体。
Through the water baptism.
用浸水里，洗水里。
透过洗礼，
洗礼
，the water and blood will wash our sins away.
这个血和水会洗去我们的罪。
This is a profound miracle.
这是个非常深奥的神迹。
Today we have to draw close to the altar.
我们今天必须要靠近我们的祭坛。
Whenever we are weak,
当我们软弱的时候
，we have to think about the cross.
我们必须想到十字架。
Sometimes we so much complain in our life.
我们在我们的生活常常很多抱怨。
Oh, I'm sick.
譬如说我生病了。
Oh, my job is not secure.
我的工作并不安全。
Oh, economy, our financial problem.
我们的经济总是有问题。
Oh, the Lord, you're not loving me. You are not loving me.
Okay, 譬如说对方并不爱我。
Oh, Lord, you are not loving me. 神你不爱我。
神你不爱我。
We have so much complaint, God doesn't love me.
我们常常抱怨神不爱我们。
But does God really love us?
神真的是爱不爱我们呢？
If we know the altar,
如果我们知道祭坛在哪里，
If you think about the cross,
我们想到十字架。
God's loving us so much.
其实神非常的爱我们。
He has given His own life for us.
他把他生命给我们。
How can we not love Him?
那我们该如何爱他？
Let's look back Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们回到以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章。
Here tell us verse 1. Not only from the altar, but also toward down, going down the direction.
是从祭
坛 downward,
是从祭坛往下流。
The river of living water flowing downward.
这个生命的河水呢往下流。
It's not flowing upward.
这并不是往上流。
Of course, we know that it's gravitational force. All the water from the mountain, the river is flowing down.
我们知道地心引力，水是从高处往下流。
But spiritually, it's the same.
属灵也是一样。
Why can someone receive the grace and fullness of the Holy Spirit?
为什么有人能从圣灵中得到的恩典？
Because he is always humble.
因为他总是谦卑。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 51.
我们看诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm chapter 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Psalm chapter 51, verse 17.
诗篇五十一篇十七节。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你并不轻看。
Here tell us, this is the lowly place that God want to dwell.
这里告诉我们这一个很卑下的地方。
A contrite heart,
一个忧伤痛悔的心。
God will not despise.
神必不轻看。
This is just like in the valley, deep valley, always you find a stream of water is there.
就好像在深的谷里面，我们会看到水在流一样。
There was a truth seeker.
有一位慕道者。
He was a medical doctor from China.
他是中国来的医生。
Her daughter is a true Jesus Church member.
她女儿是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Living in Vancouver.
在温哥华。
And then the daughter invited her to come over.
她的女儿请她来教会。
The mother said, No, I'm not believing.
她的母亲说，我不相信。
But the daughter keep inviting her.
但是这女儿一直的邀请她。
Okay, she'll say, I'll come to take a look.
所以这个母亲说：“好吧，我来看一下。”
Suddenly, to discover that the teaching is not bad.
她发现这个圣经的教训还不错。
But since she has been educated at atheism in China for many years.
但是这位母亲呢，在无神论的底下受到教育。
So this is very difficult to open her heart to accept God to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对她来讲，要打开心门接受神是非常不容易的。
But one day during the service.
但是在一次聚会中。
After the evangelical service, the preacher tell people to come out and pray for the Holy Spirit.
在灵恩会布道会之后呢，传道请大家来前面祷告。
She was hesitating. She was sitting in the chair.
她犹豫了，还坐在椅子上。
But the sister sitting beside her said, "Hey, why don't we just come out and go out and pray?"
有位姐妹鼓励她往前面来祷告。
She said, "Okay, let me just go out. The first time going out."
所以是他第一次往前面来祷告。
And kneeling down before God.
所以他在神的面前跪下。
Okay, she was telling God in his heart. In her heart.
他从心里向神说。
Okay, God, if you are really there.
神，如果你真的在的话。
Let me experience you.
让我体验到你。
Let me know that you are there.
让我知道你在这里。
Wow, she really lowered herself.
所以她把自己谦卑下来。
Even she was an educated person, she was someone who was a medical doctor, but she threw all this thing away.
即使她受过教育，她还是让自己谦卑下来。
But thank God, she just prayed for a few minutes.
感谢主，只是她只祷告了几分
钟。Her tongue started to roll.
她的舌头开始转动。
Wow, she experienced the Holy Spirit.
她体验到圣灵。
Wow, and then afterwards she got up. Afterwards she got up.
再来呢，他起来了。
She's like, really? I know God now. I experience God now.
他说，我真的认识神，我知道，体验到神。
God is really there.
神的确在这里。
So sometimes we ask the question.
所以我们问一个问题。
We hear so many testimony.
我们听很多见证。
If a person is humble,
如果一个人谦卑，
the river of life, the Holy Spirit is always with him.
这个生命的河水，圣灵有也与他同
在。But are we humble enough?
我们真的很谦卑吗？
Sometimes we are climbing in the top.
有时候我们从高处来。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
We seldom examine ourselves. We seldom, 很少
反省自己。很少反省自己。
Oh, we only think about other things.
我们常想到别的事。
We only request God for something.
我们跟神要求事情。
But when we kneel down,
但是我们跪下来。
We seldom really examine ourselves.
我们很少省察自己。
That's why we cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此我们不能被圣灵充满。
So how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们应该如何被圣灵充满呢？
Every time we kneel down,
我们每次跪下来。
Oh Lord, let me know my weaknesses.
我们求神让我们知道我们的软弱。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
让我们被你的圣灵充满。
Turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们看以西结书47章。
Now, from verse 3, let's read from verse 3 to verse 5.
我们看第三到第五节。第三节，他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千肘，使我趟过水，水到踝子骨。第四节，他又量了一千肘，使我趟过水，水就到了膝。再量了一千肘，使我趟过水，水便到了腰。第五节，又量了一千肘，水便成了河，使我不能趟过，因为水势涨起，成为可覆的水，不可趟的河。
Now continuing in this vision, he tells us that there was a person appearing with a measuring rod.
这一项里呢，我们看到这个人呢拿着一个准绳。
And then the more he measured outside in water the river, the higher the water level, and the greater the water is.
他拿准绳越往外量的时候呢，水越来越深。
At the beginning, it's only the ankle deep.
本来只是在脚踝。
And then to the knee.
再来到膝盖。
To the waist.
到腰。
And then so tall, the water, high the water covering his whole body.
甚至水高到要遮盖整个身子。
So what is this vision is all about?
这就是这个意象中谈到的水。
You have two aspects.
有两方面来
谈。The first aspect.
第一方面。
Is talk about the church, the true church in the end time.
是讲到末世的真教会。
The work of the Holy Spirit will become greater and greater.
圣灵的工作会越来越多。
Now the Holy Spirit guided the true church, spreading in the many, many nations.
现在圣灵带领教会，也传到各个国家。
Especially, I heard from the report, in the true church in China are developing very rapidly.
尤其在中国呢，圣灵的传播非常快。
In Africa, the work of God is progressing very rapidly.
在非洲呢，圣灵的带领也让福音传得非常的快。
In many different places are the same.
在各个不同地方。
The second aspect.
在第二方面
，is about a personal spiritual development，
是指我们个人属灵的成长。
Everyone after he believes in Lord Jesus Christ will go through these different stages of spiritual growth, just like mentioned here in the vision。
是我们个人属灵成长，让我们在信主之后呢，有不同属灵的阶段。
Okay, now let's read from verse 3。
看第三节。
That he had a measuring rod. Who is that person?
这个拿准绳的人是谁呢
？He is Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是主耶稣。
He always measures us.
他常常的衡量我们。
And then the more he measures out, the deeper the water.
他每次越量我们的时候呢，水会越来越深。
We ask the question.
我们问一个问题。
Are we allow Lord Jesus Christ to measure us?
我们让我们主耶稣基督量我们吗
？If you always measure yourself,
如果我们自己本身会衡量我们自己
You'll be watchful
如果我们自己警醒
Just like sometimes I'm easy to put on weight
就像有时候我们会体重会增加
Oh, I always worry
我常会担心
Oh, I'm getting fatter
我变胖了
Oh, every day in the morning I weigh myself
每天早上我会量体重
Oh, 75 already
已经 又重了
This morning, okay, today I cannot eat too much
我今天少吃一点
Oh, at night, oh, 74.3Okay, I'm better.
晚上看我又减轻了。
After 1 week, no measurement.
我常常在量我自己。
After 1 week, if I don't have any measurement.
如果说我一个礼拜不量我体重。
I go for a trip, especially for a church trip. Everybody, all the members tell me to eat this and eat that.
如果我在出去在别的教会常常吃很多。
Because it's a preacher, we have lots of chance to eat. If you travel to outside.
因为我是传道出外旅行的时候常常吃到东西
If not careful, wow, 76, 78 Oh, sorry, I should not tell you my weight It's supposed to be secret
我的体重就直线上升
Oh, and then, wow, I have to be careful
那我也得小心
So the more you measure yourself, the more we remind ourselves
所以我们越量我们自己的时候我们会越来越小心
But if a Christian do not measure himself
但是一个基督徒 不衡量自己的话
Do not let Lord Jesus measure himself
也不让主耶稣衡量我们的话
His faith will grow weak
我们的信心就软弱下来
For example
譬如说
If we don't always measure our faith
如果我们不衡量我们自己的信心
If we don't ask this question How is my faith recently
如果我们不问问我们自己我们目前的信心如何
Sometimes we feel weak and we don't know it
即使我们软弱我们还不知道
How do you know our faith is weaker?
我们怎么知道我们的信心软弱
When you always worry
我常常会担心
Hey, your faith is weaker now
这是我们的信心就软弱了
How do we know our faith is weaker?
我们如何知道信心软弱呢
We don't like to pray recently
我们最近不太喜欢祷告
5 minutes, 10 minutes, oh, you feel tired
我们5分钟、10分钟就觉得累了
Watch TV for 2 hours
可以看两个小时的电视
Don't even open the Bible for 5 minutes
但是呢，不愿意看5分钟的圣经
Then we know, our faith is weaker recently
所以我们信心因此最近而软弱了。
How do we know our faith is weaker?
我们如何知道信心软弱呢
？When the church tell you to do something,
当教会要我们做事的时候
，you have all the excuses.
我们会找借口。
Our faith is weaker.
这表示我们信心软弱。
When we are offering tithe to God,
当我们献十一捐的时候
，we don't have the strength.
我们没有力量去做。
Our faith is weaker.
表示我们信心。
So if we always let Lord Jesus Christ to measure us.
如果我们常让主耶稣来衡量我们
Measure our faith
衡量我们的信心
Measure our love
衡量我们的爱心
Measure our hope
衡量我们的盼望
Everything God measure
每一样事情神都会衡量
Then of course we're continuously progressing
所以神会因此带领我们
进步 Okay, let's continue to read verse 3
看第三节
Here tells us the first step, the first progress, the first stage when the water is just ankle deep
我们看到这第一个阶段呢是在怀子谷的这个地方。
What does it mean?
这什么意思
？When the water is ankle deep，
当这个水在怀子谷深的时候
，is very low。
水非常的低。
Is you have total free control over yourself。
我们可以自己的控制自己。
Because the water is so low。
因为水是很低。
The water will give you a cool feeling, let you enjoy a little bit。
水会带给我们清凉的感觉。
But you can walk by yourself, you can run.
我们可以走，可以跑。
Just like in the beach, if you don't know how to swim, but you still want to play around the water, you kick the water on the shore.
就像我们在海边，我们不会游泳，可是我们会在海边戏水。
This refers to a person when he's just received the Holy Spirit.
这就代表说一个人刚接受圣灵的时候。
He was not filled with the Holy Spirit.
他并没有被圣灵充满。
Even though he speak in tongues.
即使他说灵言。
Even though his heart was very joyful.
即使他心里喜乐。
But...He was not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，他并没有被圣灵所引导。
He can still do the things he like.
他还是做自己想做的事。
I still watch the TV program I like.
我还是想看我要看的电视。
I go to the places I like.
我要去我爱去的地方。
I speak the languages I like to speak.
我要想说什么就说什么。
He was not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他并没有被圣灵所引导。
He's totally freedom.
他有绝对的自由了。
And then later.
后来呢
？Here tell us verse 4.
在第四节。
Another 1,000 cubit.
在一千轴之后
And the water level rise up to the knee.
水呢到了我们的膝盖
Wow, the Holy Spirit is starting to have control in you now.
这个时候圣灵呢可以开始慢慢的引导
Just like the water rising to the knee.
就像水到了我们的膝盖
When the water is up to the knee, it's not comfortable already.
其实水到了七个，让我们并没有行动自如了。
You can still control yourself.
我们还是可以控制自己。
But you feel there's a little bit of resistance.
但是会受到一些阻力。
What does it mean?
这是指什么？
When we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们求圣灵充满的时候。
And the Holy Spirit become more and more filling in us.
这时候圣灵会慢慢的充满我
们。We are feeling more and more inconvenience when we live in this world.
我们在世界上会渐渐感到有所的不便了。
Today, do you feel inconvenience?
我们会觉得这有所不便的地方吗？
If you don't feel anything inconvenience when you live in this world,
如果你在这世界上没有觉得任何不妥的地方、不舒服的地方、
不方便
的地方，
you are not filled with the Holy Spirit yet.
我们还没有被圣灵充
满。Because we walk off by our will, by our way.
因为我们按照我们自己的意志而行。
But the more we know God,
但是我们认识神越多。
The more we know the Bible,
我们认识圣经
越多。We know this is not good.
我们知道这是不对的。
This is bad.
这个是不好的。
But we still do it.
但是我们还在做。
Even though we know it is not good.
即使我们知道是不好的。
But continuing, if you read.
但是读到下面。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 4, the second part. Measure another cubit, the water is up to the waist.
再量了一千肘呢，水便到了腰。
He will tell us, when we know Lord Jesus Christ more and more.
当我们认识主耶稣越来越多。
Holy Spirit start to have more and more influence on us.
圣灵对我们的影响越来越大。
At this time, the water is like a waist deep.
这个时候水呢已经深到腰部。
Try, if you go to the swimming pool, if you don't swim, the water is up to your waist. If you want to walk, how would it feel?
譬如说呢，我们在游泳池里，水及到腰部的时候，我们如何在水里行走？
It's so difficult to walk.
行走的时候很困难。
The faster you want to run, actually, the more resistance you get.
你想走得越快，可是阻力也越大。
And sometimes the water can even push you back.
有时候水还把我们往后推。
Because we are half and half.
因为我们实际上是一半在水，一半
在水。Water control your half, and then the upper body you can control yourself.
我们只能控制自己的上半身，水控制我们的下半身。
This is very painful stage.
这是个很痛苦的阶段。
Why?
为什么？
Let's turn to Romans.
我们看罗马书。
The book of Romans.
罗马书。
Chapter 7.
第七章
Romans chapter 7 verse 21
二十一节
Romans chapter 7 verse 21
罗马书七章二十一节
Romans chapter 7 verse 21
罗马书七章二十一节我觉得有个律就是我愿意为善的时候便有恶与我同在
verse 22
二十二节因为按着我里面的意思我是喜欢神的律
verse 23
二十三节但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 24.
二十四节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Paul said, "I'm in suffering, I'm in pain, I'm a wretched man because I cannot do what I want to do."
保罗这里讲到他的受苦，因为他不能做他该做的事情。
I know I should love God.
我知道我该爱神。
But I love myself more.
但是我更爱我自己。
I know I should be holy.
我知道我必须圣洁。
But I keep watching the bad internet website and bad movie.
但是我还是会看不好的电视跟网络。
I know I should be humble.
我知道该谦卑。
But sometimes I'm proud.
但是我还是会骄傲。
I know having a bad temper is bad.
我知道发坏脾气并不好。
I should be gentle and humble.
我必须温柔跟谦卑。
But every time I talk to my wife, talk to my husband, oh, I lose my temper.
但是我和我的妻子丈夫说话的时候，我常常发脾气。
Oh, I cannot control myself.
我常常不能控制我自己。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are in this position, half and half.
但是因为我们在这一半在水一半在上面的情形
Sometimes we do things according to our own will
因为我们做事常照着我们自己的意思去做
But afterward, Holy Spirit rebuke us
但是圣灵慢慢的充满我们
So sometimes this stage is very painful
这个是比较痛苦的阶段
There was a brother
有个弟兄
He was very painful
他觉得很痛苦
Because he had a secret habit of viewing dirty internet site, pornography
他有一个看那个网络上不好色情网站的坏习惯。
Nobody knows he was doing that.
没有人知道他是这样子。
But he himself, every time he saw something on the internet, afterwards his heart make him so painful he cannot even fall asleep.
每次他看过这个色情网站之后，他都心里觉得很痛苦，不能入睡。
And then he prayed to God, "Oh God, please forgive me, please God forgive me."
他跟神祷告说，请神原谅他。
I will not do it again. I will not do it again.
我以后不会再这样。
But after a few days, he did the same thing again.
可是几天后还是会这样做。
Wow, he was so painful.
他非常的痛苦。
And suffering.
在受苦。
One day, he talks to me.
有一天他向我谈。
I told him.
我告诉他,
You can only rely on the Holy Spirit.
你只能依靠圣灵。
If not rely on the Holy Spirit, you can never overcome it.
如果你不依靠圣灵的话, 你不能克服它。
I tell him,
我告诉他,
Throw away all this, all your DVD, all the CD, all the dirty things inside.
你把这些 DVD, 这些东西 CD 呢, 全部扔掉。
Because it's download many things.
因为它下载了很多东西。
Okay, I'll bring it to you.
所以 他来告诉我, 我来拿给你吧。
Next day he come.
第二天他来了。
He said, "Is it 100%? I have to give it to you."
我拿给你，所有全部给你了。
我是真的要给你，
真的要给你了。
I said, "Yes, bring it here."
我说全部拿过来。
Oh, no, but my heart feels painful.
但是我心里觉得很痛苦。
Okay, no, you have to endure it. You have to kill the flesh.
我说你必须要致死你的肉体的情欲。
Okay, bring it here.
全部拿来。
I bring him to the big garbage bin.
他把他拿到那个倒垃圾。
Bring him out together.
我跟他一起去。
好 ，OK, this is the break garbage bin.
这里有一个倒垃圾的地方。
Threw inside.
把它扔进去。
哇 ，before that, the heart was so struggling.
在这之前，他非常挣扎。
But thank God, threw inside.
但感谢神，他真的扔进去了。
And next step, I tell him.
下次我告诉他。
Throw away your computer.
把电脑给扔了。
I said why?
他说为什么
？OK, up to you. You want to quit your habit. You have to throw your computer away.
你要改掉这坏习惯，把电脑先扔掉。
He said, "No, let me think about it."
他说不要让我想想。
Let me pray about it.
让我祷告吧。
I said, "You don't have to pray about it."
你不需要祷告了。
Just bring the computer.
把电脑拿来。
He doesn't believe it.
他不相信。
For the 6 months.
未来的这六个月。
Wow, he was up and on and on. He always said, "Oh, I pray to God. I want to quit this bad habit."
他还是跟神祷告，要戒掉这坏习惯。
But after a few weeks, always come back.
几个礼拜后，他回来了。
坏
习惯还是又回来了。
So, last day I told him last chance.
我告诉他最后一次机会了。
You have to obey the Holy Spirit.
你必须要遵守圣灵。
The Holy Spirit has been rebuking you.
圣灵在谴责你。
Holy Spirit has been reminding you.
圣灵在提醒你。
You have to follow him totally.
你必须跟随圣灵。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And then measuring another 1,000 cubits.
他又量了一千轴。
The water becomes a river.
水势涨起，成为了河。
And then you cannot even walk anymore.
这时候他不能再趟过了。
You can only let the river take control.
让这个河水呢来带领。
Here tells us when a person fully gives up himself to the Holy Spirit.
如果这里提到一个人如何当他完全的顺服圣灵。
He cannot even control himself anymore.
他也不会自己再控制自己了。
He let the Holy Spirit take control.
他让圣灵来带领。
At this part,
在这里
he has true freedom.
他有真正的自由。
Talking back to the brother just now.
我们讲到刚刚提到的弟兄。
The brother finally decided.
这个弟兄终于下定决心。
Okay, remove the computer.
把电脑拿走了。
It was a hard decision.
这是非常困难的决定。
Jesus said, "If your eyes let you fall, you gouge out your eyes."
如果你的眼睛让你跌倒，把眼睛给挖出来。
If your limb let you fall, cut it off.
如果你的手让你跌倒，把手切掉。
Doesn't mean you have to gouge it out physically.
并不说你真的要把它切掉。
If the computer let you fall, throw away your computer. Don't even do anything online.
如果说电脑让你跌倒的话，把电脑丢掉了。
He removed his computer.
他把电脑拿走了。
And thank God.
感谢神。
After 6 months.
六个月后。
My heart is so peaceful.
他心里觉得非常平安。
I have quit my old habit totally.
我戒掉我的。彻底戒掉我的坏习惯。
Really, when a person passed through the struggling and decided I want to follow the Holy Spirit totally.
如果一个人走过这个挣扎呢，顺服圣灵。
And then he'll feel, oh, I don't have to struggle anymore.
我会知道说我不需要再挣扎了。
Holy Spirit is guiding me.
圣灵会引导我。
It was another brother.
还有一位弟兄。
Before he believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
以前他信主耶稣基督。
He really loved movies.
他很爱看电影。
He watched every movie coming out every week.
每个礼拜有新电影，他都会去看。
Wow, no matter it's romance,
不管是爱情片
horror,
或是恐怖片
or actions,
或是动作片。
Every movie coming out, he would just screen it and go to cinema the first time.
每次有新电影出来，他一定去电影院看。
But after he believed Lord Jesus Christ,
但是他信主之后
，After he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
在他被圣灵充满之后
，And one day he suddenly realized.
有一天他突然了解了。
Oh, it's been a long time since I really ran a movie to see.
我已经很久没有去租电影来看了。
Okay, let me go to the video shop to try to get something.
那我应该去录影带店去找看。
And he go inside.
他走进去。
Spend an hour inside.
他花了一个小时。
He cannot even find a movie that he's interested.
他居然没发现，找不到自己喜爱的电影。
This murder, this boring.
这个谋杀片呢，很无聊。
This romance, about love, about affair, this boring.
这个爱情片呢，也没有什么趣味。
There's so much violence, I'm not interested.
我也不喜欢这种暴力的电影。
So you go inside for 1 hour, cannot find anything he interested.
所以他进到录影店、录影带店一个钟头，找不到喜欢的电影。
And he came out empty-handed.
所以他出来两手空空。
So truly, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们被圣灵充满的时候，
it is not that we cannot do this or we cannot do that.
并不是说我们被禁止不做任何事情。
We have no interest in the world.
我们在这世上的一些事情并不感到兴趣了。
Because Holy Spirit have take control.
因为圣灵呢在引导我们。
On the other hand, we will be totally directed by the Spirit.
我们也另外一方面，我们也被圣灵所引导。
We will not struggle to serve God anymore.
我们侍奉神不需要再挣扎。
Sometimes we have to struggle to serve God.
有时候我们侍奉神会感觉到挣扎。
Serving God so much trouble, so much burden.
我们侍奉神觉得非常的是个重担。
Should I continue?
我该继续吗
？Coming to church, I have to wake up so early. Should I come today?
我必须早起来教会，我必须来吗
？If you are still struggling,
如果我们还在挣扎的话
，Our Holy Spirit is not that few.
所以我们表示我们还没有被圣灵充满。
But if we totally let Holy Spirit control us,
如果我们让圣灵完全控制我们
，serving God, you don't have to even think about it.
我们不需要去想，我们就自动会去。
It's our duty. It's our duty.
这是我们的义务。
If the church needs us, yeah, sure, I can do it.
如果教会需要我们，我们就去做。
Wow, we give ourselves, let the Holy Spirit control.
我们把我们自己交到圣灵的手里。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱弟兄姐妹
，I think most of us has been receiving the Holy Spirit.
我想我们很多都得到圣灵。
But how much has the Holy Spirit control us?
但是我们多少有被圣灵所引导。
It is only ankle deep. We can walk freely. We can do whatever we want.
有些只是在怀子骨深的水而已吗
？Or we are only the knee deep.
或只是到膝盖那么深。
And we know Holy Spirit want, but we don't follow.
或是我们知道有圣灵，但是我们并不顺从。
Or are we every day struggling?
还是我们每天都在挣扎
？Always repenting.
我们常常还需要痛悔祷告
，and always doing the same thing.
但是又还是做同样的事情。
Or really, the Holy Spirit fully control us.
还是让圣灵呢，完全的带领我们。
We don't have our own will anymore.
我们不再有自己的意志。
Let's sing him.
让我们唱诗。
485
首。
Thank you.
seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to pray.
我们现在来祷告。
Please pray for Africa mission trips.
我们现在替非洲巡牧圣工祷告。
Pray for Sister Louis Shi.
替施淑姿姐妹祷告。
Who's living in, was a Quim church member living in LA suffering lung cancer now.
她原属皇后教会，现在住加州，有肺癌。
Please pray for God's mercy.
求神的怜悯。
Please pray for Brother Bao Xiu.
请主耶稣代祷少守标弟兄。
A Queen's Church member.
他是皇后教会的信徒。
Had a surgery for his brain tumor, staying in ICU for monitoring.
他脑瘤开刀，现在加护病房。
Pray for God's mercy and His care.
求神怜悯和照顾。
Pray for Brother Justin Chen.
替陈弟兄祷告。
A youth of Queen's Church.
他是皇后教会的青年。
Suffer a deformity in his left foot since his childhood.
他自幼患有左腿弯曲症。
His illness became severe. Please pray for God's grace and mercy.
他的症状非常严重，祈求神的慈悲怜悯。
Mrs. Yifang Shi is seeking for a cure for her daughter's Emily's sickness.
施一芳女士为女儿 Emily 的疾病寻求医治。
Please pray for God's mercy.
我们求神的怜悯。
Brother John Liu, Hillsborough Church, is searching for a treatment to his illness.
喜乐坡教会的陆弟兄呢，寻求医治。
Pray for God's grace to take care of his health and spirituality.
祈求神呢，神对他的属灵的照顾。
Brother Chen, father of Philadelphia sister Miling Lin, experienced in weak faith. Please pray for God's mercy and grace.
费城教会陈美玲姐妹的父亲陈弟兄心灵软弱。
Please pray for those believers who seldom attend church service or have weaker faith as well as truth seekers.
也替继续为少来或软弱的同龄慕道朋友代祷。
Please kneel down and pray together.
让我们跪下祷告。